Now, who in the world can accuse you when every legal violation has been canceled? He canceled out every legal violation we had on our record and that arrest warrant. It was set out. But now it's canceled. He can't arrest you now. All arrest warrant that stood to indict us, he did what to it? He erased it all. How much of it? A half of it? Three quarter of it? A portion of it? All of it. He erased it all. Our sin, what else? Our stained soul, he did what? Deleted it all. You ever have some text message on your phone? Have some email on your phone? And when you delete it, it's gone. Can nobody pick up your phone and go in there and read what's on there because it's gone. Delete it. He did not delete some of my sin, some of your weakness, some of our failure. He deleted it all. So the accuser that comes and tried to accuse you don't have anything to accuse you with because you're not guilty of something that you can't find a record of. He deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. You can't go find it. Satan tried to bring up something, said that fella did that. It's dead. That fella's dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deleted it all. And it cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam, what happened, has been placed onto his cross. And nailed there for a little while. Oh, permanently. How long? How long is permanent? There is a public what? Display of what? Cancellation. It's public. And when we see the cross, we can let the devil know, I used to be that, but if see there, it's gone. That's a public display of my cancellation. You can't bring it up because it's been canceled out. You can't make me pay for a debt that's been canceled out. You don't go keep paying on the debt you've already paid off. Somebody said, that's dumber than dirt, my friend. Dirt will grow something. Huh? He said, it's been what? Canceled out. Glory to God. Then Jesus made a public, not only did he cancel all this out on your behalf, but look what he did to the fellow that accused you and did the stuff to you. Look what he did to him. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness. What did he do? Stripping away from them every weapon. How many weapons? If sickness is against you, if fear is against you, if doubt is against you, every weapon, that's what he used. Every weapon that Satan has, he stripped it away. Hallelujah. From every weapon, he stripped it away, every weapon. And all their spiritual authority. All the authority he had over you, he stripped it away. He has none, zero, zip, none. But if you don't know this, he'll treat you as though it never happened for you or to you. And he'll put stuff on you. He'll rule you. He'll rob you of your sleep. He'll rob you of your money. He'll rob you of your health. He'll rob you of relationship. He'll rob you of your peace and joy. He'll rob you of your family. He'll rob you of your money. He'll rob you of your walk with God. He'll rob you of your prayer life. He'll rob you of your faith. He'll have you walking around like an unsaved man. And here you have this covenant with God, have given you everything. Hallelujah. Spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led him around, led them around as prisoner in a procession of triumph. What do you mean? He had stripped them, whipped them, and defeated them. And he paraded them before all. Before all the kingdom authority, both worlds, that these powers are defeated. They know it, and you should know it. God knows it. You should know it. They know it. But if they find out you don't know who you are, they are enforced. They are forced on you. And have you suffering with stuff and going through stuff that Jesus paid for in hell. And when he paid for it in hell, he did not bring it out. He left it there. So the Bible tells us, fight the good fight of faith. That's what it said. That means you ever been in a fight before? Anybody ever been in a fight before? You punch them, they punch you in your nose. and you carrying on the fight, and they bloody your nose and whip you up, you go hide. You don't tell nobody. I was in a fight. And you don't tell nobody. It was a good fight when you got beat up. But when you maul them real good, you cold cock. I just cut loose one lick. They fell to the ground. You go around telling everybody, I knocked him out. I whipped him. That's a good fight. That's your good fight. And God is telling you, when it comes to the devil, you can fight the good fight of faith because you win. A fight that you win, you talk about it. But the one you lose, you don't want anybody to know about it. So faith is a good fight. We win. Hallelujah. So he led them around in as prisoners in possession of triumph. He was not their prisoner. They were his.